This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Montana's Republican U.S. Senator Steve Daines, with two other anti-abortion Republican senators, has blocked a bill to give pregnant workers basic workplace accommodations. The Republican senators blocked a vote on the bipartisan bill, inaccurately claiming it would support abortions on demand. The bipartisan bill would afford pregnant people basic workplace accommodations, like having a water bottle, a stool, or extra bathroom breaks. The Pregnant Workers Fairness Act was blocked late last week when Republicans Steve Daines of Montana, Jim Lankford of Oklahoma, and Tom Tillis of North Carolina opposed a vote on the bill, inaccurately claiming that it would force employers to provide accommodations such as leave to obtain abortions on demand under the guise of pregnancy-related conditions. But the bill would do no such thing. Instead, it offers basic protections for pregnant workers, including reasonable accommodations often not afforded to pregnant women who continue working throughout their pregnancies. And most other Republicans are supportive of the legislation. The Pregnant Workers Fairness Act has received an overwhelming amount of bipartisan support. The bill passed out of the Senate Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions with a 19-2 vote and cleared the House with massive bipartisan support. Senator Bill Cassidy, Republican of Louisiana, a co-sponsor of the bill, related an anecdote from a pregnant Louisville, Kentucky police officer who could not receive accommodations because her employer offered them only for injury related issues. If she tried to use the injury-related accommodation during a pregnancy, she would lose her insurance at 5 months pregnant. Senator Cassidy said, "I think even those that oppose would agree that we need to have a safe environment for pregnant women and their unborn children in the workplace. I would say that this bill is pro-family, pro-mother, pro-baby, pro-employer, and pro-economy. I hope at a later point we can pass it." Lawmakers are pushing to get another opportunity for a vote on the bill before the end of the month, though a date has not been set. Chronic wasting disease has been detected in a new hunting district near Gallatin Gateway. A white-tailed buck that a hunter killed in Hunting District 304 recently tested positive for the neurological disease, which is 100% fatal in deer, elk, and moose. This is the first time CWD has been identified in Hunting District 304, which lies within the state's priority surveillance area for the disease. CWD is contagious, incurable, and spreads through direct contact between animals. It was first detected among Montana's wild cervids in 2017 near the town of Bridger. Since then, cases have popped up in various parts of the state with an intense infection in Montana's northwest corner near Libby and Troy. The CDC discourages people from consuming meat from animals that have tested positive for the prion disease. Officials wrote that there are several hunting license opportunities for harvesting antlerless white-tailed deer in Hunting District 309 through January 15th. Hunters are asked to submit samples for CWD testing to the Department of Fish, Wildlife, and Parks. The information helps the department to monitor the disease's prevalence and distribution. FWP pays for the testing, making it free for hunters, the staff wrote, adding that the department has provided resources to help hunters collect and submit samples for testing on their own. That's accessible at fwp.mt.gov/CWD.
This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.